This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. KPTZ joins Local 2020 to cheer on a variety of organizations across Jefferson County who are partnering to organize Car Free Day on June 1st, tomorrow. Students, employees, and all residents are asked to leave their cars at home or drive less and use alternate ways to get to work, school, or run errands. More info at l2020.org. Habitat for Humanity of East Jefferson County has finalized the purchase of 17 acres on Mason Street in Port Hadlock for the development of a new neighborhood that will provide more than 100 permanently affordable single and mixed family homes for low to modest income residents. Currently zoned as rural residential, so it's only able to have one home per 5 acres, the parcel will be rezoned as moderate density before homes are built, with the addition of a sewer system and other infrastructure. Once the sewer is in place, the land will be capable of higher density than land on septic alone. A PT Leader article posted yesterday online said that Habitat will spend the next 3 years planning and conversing with the community to ensure the neighborhood fits in with the wants and needs of the Hadlock community and reflects its existing style. Siobhan Canty, president and CEO of the Jefferson Community Foundation, said, "We really want to make it feel like a neighborhood that fits in with the folks that are already there and the houses already there." Jamie Masajewski, executive director of Habitat for Humanity of East Jefferson County, said her team is so inspired by the generosity of local people to make housing happen. Most of the $4.4 million to purchase and develop the land came from individuals. Jefferson County provided $500,000 through the American Rescue Plan Act, and a remaining $600,000 is needed to complete the project. Canty said, "I hope that everyone in our community celebrates this success, and I hope it's the next success of many. We have a long way to go, and this is a step in the right direction." Volunteers and donations are still needed. To learn more or to make a donation, go to habitatejc.org or jcfgives.org. Dr. Allison Berry, health officer for Clallam and Jefferson counties, did not report to the county commissioners yesterday, as it was Memorial Day. She did speak to the Peninsula Daily News. Dr. Berry said, "We are not seeing the kind of surge we used to see. Given that we are at 800 or more cases per 100,000, normally by now we would have seen significant increases in hospitalization and death. And we're just not seeing that here, not right now," she said last Friday. Dr. Berry expects the first round of approved COVID-19 vaccines for children 6 months to 4 years old will be available to the public on the peninsula by the end of June. "We are putting in place plans for how to make sure that those get delivered quickly to families once they are available," Berry said. "I think the good news about this vaccine is that the early data that we have is that this vaccine is safe and highly effective, particularly for this age group, which is the age range of children for whom, quote, we are seeing the highest amount of hospitalization." Following the mass shootings at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, the subject of gun violence as a public health issue is again rising in conversations among health officials and the public. Dr. Berry said, "When it comes to gun violence, I think it would behoove us to look at this issue as we look at causes of death." She said, "Gun violence is now the number one cause of death in children in the United States." Before that, the top cause of child deaths in the U.S. had been motor vehicle accidents. Dr. Berry said, "When looking at those causes of death, one of the things we see is a rapid rise in deaths due to gun violence, and at the same time a rapid drop in deaths due to motor vehicles. That's not an accident. That's because of public health intervention and reasonable safety measures. I think we could apply those same public health interventions when it comes to things like gun violence." The COVID numbers for today. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 923 per 100,000, slightly off the peak of last week. No one is currently hospitalized. In Clallam County, the case rate is 850 per 100,000, a slight rise from last week. There are 2 people currently hospitalized. You can see the latest numbers and report new cases at the county's websites, jeffersoncountypublichealth.org and clallam.net, and on the transcript to this newscast. You can also wear a well-fitting N95, KN95, or similar mask when you're in an indoor public setting. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and have a good Tuesday.